big event going on this evening at the Memorial Union, and out on and Bob Vandenberg is joining us. Did I get that?
Vandenberg, you got it. Okay. Absolutely.
He is retired chief marketing officer of Yahara Software.
Right.
And tonight is a big night for the high tech happy hour, and this has been going on for a couple of decades, right, Bob?
Yeah.
Tell us a background about this.
Started actually back in 2001. A guy by the name of Alan Dines down at the UW Office of Corporate Relations. So they got a few people together, mostly technology people who wanted to hang out at the Comeback Inn and complain about their bosses. And
get out of the office.
Yeah. After doing it for a few weeks in a row, Alan said, wouldn't it be great if we could get sponsors to pay for our beer? And that's how it all started. And,
beer was the
It was all around beer.
Yeah, it was all around beer.
Okay. Absolutely.
So so how many years have you been doing? What is this
So yeah, I guess officially it was probably August of 2001. So what's this? Okay. 23 years.
23 years.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. It was 2005, and Alan and Craig Parsons and a guy by the name of Al Hawkins, they were all in the business program at UW, decided it was growing. They were probably getting about 50 or 60 people at a time, and decided to do it monthly, but it was a big lift to continue to try to produce the event. So they reached out to a guy in town here by the name of Kurt Sipple. Mm-hmm. Kurt actually owned a company called Applied Technology and said, any interest in buying High Tech Happy Hour? And Kurt was a friend of mine. I was over at Yahara Software, and there's another guy by the name of Brian Chan at SuperNet. And Kurt got us together and said, do you want to buy this? And it's like, never thought about buying a networking event or a software company, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think we ponied up $1,500, $500 a piece, and we took it over in 2005.
Okay.
And between the three companies, continued to cultivate it and try to grow it.
That's kind of loose membership, isn't it? I mean, anybody can join, you know, pre-register and confirm your spot. It says here on the website. How do you register and confirm your spot? Because it's open ended. Anybody at any time.
Open anybody. Public, right? We've got about 5,000 people on our subscription list. Uh-huh. And then we've got, you know, our LinkedIn group and our Facebook groups and so forth. So probably about 7,500 people who have registered with the organization. And so what happens is notifications go out every month. You can go on to Eventbrite or whatever we're using for registration. You sign up or you can show up. Mm-hmm. People, we have an event tonight. People can just show up, and if they drop a business card or put their email address in, they get on the subscription list, and that's it.
Are these all like tech people?
It started out with all tech people, but as it grew, and I think our largest event, we probably had over 600 people down at the Union Terrace, Trip Commons, and so needless to say, the demographics spread out quite a bit.
And one of the reasons it's grown over the years is free beer.
Free beer. So free beer. You know, Wisconsin.
That's a good draw, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not, in fact, it's mostly not tech people, I'm imagining.
Yeah, I would say now, well, it's sort of been interesting because there's been this uptick of biohealth, which is a term you probably hear lately, with BioForward and so forth. So we've got the biology folks, we've got the computer tech folks, and then there are, you know, all the entrepreneurs and startups and things like that.
So, do you think that you guys are interesting? I mean, these tech guys, you know. Well, yeah, what a joke. That's a very funny joke.
Well, as a matter of fact, that is one of the benefits as the demographic has changed, because, you know, if the tech guys all got together, or guys and girls all got together, I mean, what would happen? So you start bringing in the real estate folks and the financial services folks, and it it changes the appearance and the demographics of the event.
So this is from 5 till 7 this evening.
5 till 7 tonight down at the Memorial Union.
Yeah, out on the patio there. It should be a beautiful evening.
Yep. So we'll be up on the second floor, but we have that whole overlook, which overlooks the terrace.
I have not been up there. That sounds like fun.
Come by.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Should be good. And maybe some music. I mean, are there other things happening?
Not music tonight. There's actually a big festival that's going on in Wisconsin or in Madison right now called Forward Fest. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but there are about 50 events that are happening this week, and High Tech Happy Hour is actually one of those cornerstone events.
I think Rocker's talked about Forward Fest a few times here in the program.
So. Rocker's been involved, and he's been to High Tech and so forth. So, absolutely.
Excellent,
So, I see on your list here, these are some of the things that take place there. Business deals, jobs, networking, lots of friends, marriages.
Marriages and kids. I can't disclose exactly which ones have happened as a result of that, but I can confirm that all of that has happened.
Wow.
There are children in Madison who are a result of High Tech.
The combination of high tech and beer.
Well, once you start bringing in the realtors and the financial services people to network with the tech people, you never know what can happen.
I was going to say, John, this is perfect for you. You used to be a realtor. Right?
That's right. I was a realtor at one time. And now I'm a tech guy, kind of. You know, I help my sons, my Gen Zers, trying to stay up to date with that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're techies, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bring them along.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, Bob, thanks for joining us. Maybe we'll go down there this evening.
Absolutely.
So we can just show up, right?
Show up and
bring a business card.
Put your name or a business card on the reg thing and go in and grab a free beer or a wine or a soda and enjoy yourself.
You guys head out into the water and all, you know.
That has yet to be determined.
We'll leave that open.
Watch out for the PFAS foam, though. You don't want to get mixed up in that.
And what's the website if people want to find out more?
It's hthh.org.
hthh.org. Okay, yep. Bob V, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Have a
fun event tonight.
Maybe we'll see you down there.
Yeah.
Let's go down there.
We haven't been down there in a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming in.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Wow. It is 7:42, and weather looks great for today.
Beer always goes well with everything.
Free beer. I mean, that's genius. that's why these high-tech guys are...
I know. People rush in. They're rushing in.
I know.